Okay, I do want to say thank you to everybody today that prayed for me or said something to me or wished me a happy birthday. I love you all. You mean so much to me. You've been my life for 30 years, and I thank the Lord for you.
今天每一位就是对我祝福的每一位，我非常的感谢你。我说我爱你们，过去30年真的是，非常的感恩。就是妈咪的很激动。
Now I do want to talk to you a little bit, face to face, heart to heart.
我真的是想跟大家面对面，心敞开的说。
Now I don't know if those in China, I hope they can still be with us, but I know those in the church here that you're here.
我知道，不知道在中国上来的弟兄姐妹是不是还在，因为比较晚了。但是我知道我们教会的弟兄姐妹都还在。
I asked Lay, and I think she has done it in some areas. I don't know how far she has spread it, but I appreciate it. But I have given 52 scriptures. That is one scripture a week for a year.
妈咪就说不知道我有没有给大家，我想应该都拿到了。就是她给了个52周，经节就要节，就是。一星期一节经文。
And I'm going to tell you a little bit about them in a minute, but I want to tell you why I wanted to give them to you.
我先给大家讲，我会待会儿讲，就为什么我要给大家这些经节。
You see, as we head into a real time of uncertainty,
当我们要进入到一个真的是很不确定的这个世代的时候。
And it looks like we may be living in a time called the last days.
看起来好像是我们真的是在末世了，就是最后的日子。
In Matthew 24 and chapter 25, it talks about the things that's going to lead up to the time Jesus is going to come back.
然后呢，在马太福音第24章、25章就讲到了，就是会引到了这个主耶稣再来，就是到最后的世代的这些事情。
Now Jesus said in that chapter that it's going to be a time like a woman having a child and having birth pangs.
主耶稣说了，他说在那个时候呢，就像什么，就像女人要快要生孩子，有这种生产之痛。
Now, I know for every woman, a birth pangs are different.
我知道对每一个妈妈来讲，你生孩子的这个生产之痛都是有不同。
Some is just a short time. Others have a much longer time of birth pains.
有的人呢，他那个生产的那个时间比较短一些，有的人就很长。
And I think we're living in that time. We don't know how long these birth pangs are going to be.Before Jesus comes back,
我们好像就是生活在这段时间之内，我们不知道这个生产这个产痛得有多长时间。
But Jesus said in that way, He's coming, and He said, "Go ahead." I'm sorry.
主耶稣他就是以那种方式来的。
Now the first thing He told us in that chapter, in as we're going along in this area, He said, "Do not be deceived."
在这一段的开始呢，主耶稣首先讲的就是你们要谨慎，不要被迷惑。
Now, I've been deceived by some people through the years.
当然这些年我也被人家骗过。
And I guess you've been deceived by people or circumstances or maybe in financial, financial actions.
你们可能大家都有这种被骗的经历，不管是人还是环境，甚至有一些是那个金融上的、经济上的，就受过欺骗。
But Jesus warned us three times in that. I believe it's three times in that.、And we have to recognize that that's going to be one of the ways that we're going to see the coming of the Lord. There's going to be deception on every hand.
他就是主耶稣呢，如果是应该是有三次主耶稣讲到这个迷惑这个欺骗，他就是要到主耶稣再来之前，就是到快到末世的时候呢，你会看到这种迷惑这种骗局欺骗在各个方面。
We see right here in the United States that one thing after another we're being deceived even by our own government.
我们看到在美国一件又一件的，我们甚至就是被自己的政府欺骗。
So he warned us about being deceived.
所以主耶稣警告我们
then
不要被迷。
talked about a great falling away.
然后呢保罗就讲到这个离经叛道，他说会有个大的离经叛道。
In 1 Timothy 4:1 this is what he said.
第四章第一节提摩太前书保罗说
Now the Spirit expressly said that in the latter times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teaching of demons.
他就说圣灵明说，就是圣灵明明白白的说，在末后的日子必有人离弃真道，听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
There are many ways that Satan is coming in now.
就是这个撒旦呢，他有很多不同的方式，就是来到在这个世界上工作。
He's trying to deceive God's children.
他想要欺骗神的百姓。
In the 2.5 years that we had the virus, many, many, many churches never opened their door.
就是在这过去两年半呢，就是这个疫情之间呢，有了好多好多教会都甚至就不开门。
When Jesus said, "Don't let that," the closer we get to the end, the more we need to be fellowshipping together.
主耶稣说，我们越靠近末后的日子，我们越需要彼此的这种团契，这种相交。
The enemy is coming after many, coming after us.
但是这个仇敌就在攻击我们，在追着我们。
He's going to lie to you.
他会对你撒谎。
He's going to whisper in your voice. He said it's like little darts that put thoughts in your mind.
他就会在你的那个脑海中像射那个小火箭，就是那种匕首火箭，就射到你的脑中。
I have gone through this.
我经历过这些。
And you almost don't know if it's your thought or if it's something outside of you.
你甚至不知道这个是我的想法还是外面的想法，怎么到你脑海中呢？
So we're going to go through a spiritual warfare during that.
所以我们一定会经历属灵的征战。
And the last thing he said was, "Will I find any faith when I come back?"
主耶稣最后说的就是，当我来的时候，能找得着世界上有信德的人吗？
Now these are scary sayings.
这个可是令人害怕的这种说法。
But God didn't leave us without the tools to overcome these things.
但是神不是说离开，就是把我们放在这儿，不给我们足够的装备，让我们可以来胜过这些。
But actually, it's only one way.
但是这是一种方式。
You see, if we are wise, we will store up or hide God's word in our heart, for it's the word of God that builds our faith.
如果我们有智慧聪明的话，我们就会把神的话语存在心里，因为是神的话语建造我们的信心。
As I was going through life, you know, Satan would come at me because I went to college. I was a person that thought a lot. He would come and say, "Are you sure God's real?"
然后呢，我在呀，在我的一生中呢，我也是真的，撒旦会也会来搅扰我。特别我去上大学的时候呢，我是一个很爱想的人，那撒旦就会说，你确定你这个是对的吗？你的想法是对的吗？
But you know what God gave me as a weapon against Satan for that?
但是你知道神给我什么武器来抵抗来抵挡撒旦吗？
I began to read prophecy and I began to see that God knew the beginning from the end and it would happen and you could read it in history books.
然后呢，神给我的这个武器呢，就是预言。那我就发现，真的是神说他从起初知道末后的事情，我就去读，都在历史上实现了。
The more I put that in my heart, Satan couldn't try to dissuade me. I knew God was real.
然后呢，我越这样子认识到这一点呢，撒旦就不能摇动我，因为我知道神是真实的。
So our faith comes from hearing.And hearing to the word of Christ, or the word, because he is the word.
我们的信道呢，是从我们的信呢，是从听道来的。这个听道呢，是从基督的话来的。
Now in Psalms 119, verses 11 through 15, This was what the writer was saying. Let me read it to you. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
他是,
now, go ahead, yeah, honey.
在诗篇 119 篇 第11节 到 15节 我读给大家, 我将你的话藏在心里, 免得我得罪你。
Now the writer of Psalms, and David understood this, that he had to have the word of God in his heart so he would know what was right and what was wrong, how he should grow in the things of God. So as he said, we've got to store up the word of God in our hearts.
诗篇作者知道我将你的话藏在心里 这样我知道什么是对的,什么是错的 然后怎么跟随神, 免得我得罪你。
He goes on to say in the 12th verse, Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes, or teach me your word, teach me your laws.
然后12节他说, 耶和华啊,你是应当称颂的, 求你将你的律例教训我, 把你的话语教训我。
He went on to say in the 13th verse, With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth.
我用嘴唇传扬你口中的一切典章。
That meant he could speak them. He had so learned them that now his lips were declaring, his mouth was declaring, because he had hid it in his heart.
因为他如此学习神的话语,他把神的话藏在心里, 所以他一张嘴讲出来的都是神的话语。
Now let's look at the 15th verse.
我们看15节。
Oh, wait a minute, let's look at the 14th verse.
14.
He said, in the way of your testimonies, I delight as much as in all riches.
我喜悦你的法度如同喜悦一切的财物。
If there's anything that's keeping people back from God, it is money, wealth, wanting, longing after, coveting. And he said, but you know, I have your testimonies, and that's my riches.
如果有什么事情呢, 阻碍人们真的是去认识神,爱神的, 就是钱财,财富, 还有你心里所向往的, 你各种各样的欲望。 然后, 但是这里说, 诗篇的作者说, 我喜悦你的法度, 胜过喜悦一切的财物。
Because he knew it. He knew it from his lips, from his heart, and then out of his lips. This is what the psalmist said. I will meditate on your precepts, whatever you've said, and fix my eyes on your ways.
所以他知道的人的心,他说我要喜悦你一切,喜悦你的法度胜过喜悦一切,我要专注在你身上。
So you say, so just words, what are you getting at?
然后那你说,那你这样子得到什么呢?
Well, I told you I had sent, and I think Leigh has given out, and if you don't have it, you can really ask her, and I'm sure she'll get it to you.
如果谁要是没有的话, 那个经节, 52篇周的经节, 可以问我要。
I've given her 52 of the greatest scriptures in the area of holding your faith and so forth. Greatest scriptures. Actually, it means one scripture a week that you could memorize these 52 scriptures in 1 year.
那意思就是说妈咪给的这52周的经文呢 就是说是很重要的 可以帮助你持守你的信心 所以呢它是有 每周呢 你就背那个 那个帮助你的信心
I could say listen if you can memorize one scripture a week I'll give you $50 for each scripture or I'll give you $2,600 for all 52 scriptures
妈咪说,如果你要是能聚一句经文,我给你50块钱, 那52节的就是2600多块钱。
Wouldn't that be a good incentive?
那是不是一个很好的奖励呢?
How many of you would say, oh, $50 for one scripture?
好多人就会说,哎呀,背一节经文50块美金呢。
And I believe that you might say, I think I'm going to do this.
你可能就会说,我要去做,我要去背。
It's a good incentive.
那是一个很好的激励, 一个奖金, 是不是?
But I have a better one than that.
但是我有个更好的奖励。
That you're going to rule with Jesus during the millennial.
你知道吗? 当你如果你就是能够胜过，能够持守住，到了千禧年的时候，你可以跟主耶稣基督一同作王。
So that when we lay our armor down and we go home to be with him, during the millennial, you and I will rule during that period of time.
当时间到了，我们放下我们这个世上的劳苦，跟主耶稣在一起，到了千禧年的时候，我们跟他一同作王。
And then after the millennial, we're going to our eternal home.
到了千禧年之后呢，我们就去我们永远的家。
Where we're never sick.
从来不会生病。
No more sorrow.
也没有任何的痛苦、难过。
No fellowship.
然后就是完全的团相交。
Never to get tired.
永远也不会累。
And no marriage there.
在那里也不会有婚姻。
An eternal day.
然后永远的是白日。
And fellowship with our brothers and sisters and live with our Father and Jesus forever.
然后跟我们的同伴们有完全的这个没有任这样一个相交，永远的跟我们的父神 和主耶稣在一起。
Well, I'm sure you all understand that I can't give you $50 for scripture.
你知道，大家都了解，我不能说每个人背一节经文给你们50块钱。
But what I'm telling you is, we're coming into a time that there's going to be many things pressing in on you. But when you can from your heart bring out a scripture that will push Satan back, a scripture that will feed your heart, it will be worth gold to you.
然后呢，我知道说我们到了一个时代呢，就是会有各种各样的压力，各种各样的事情压到你身上。但是如果我们心里边有装的神的话，那可以真的是把撒旦给击退，让我们的心扬起来，可以帮助我们抓住我们的信心，让我们得胜。
I truly wish that some of you would say, I'm going to do this.
我真的是很希望我们其中有些人会说，我要这样去做，就下去。
Actually, this is what I'm going to need.
因为这，你说这是我所需要的。
As I face this unknown certainty of what's coming,I'm going to need this in my heart.
因为呢，我不知道确定未来会发生什么，所以我需要这些神的话语藏在我的心里。
Now, when you have a whole week to learn one scripture,
当你有整个星期来学一个经文的话，
the first verse and, I mean, the first one you have and maybe a couple more has more than one verse, but many of them are just one verse.
有些呢，每一周的可能有两三节经文，但是很多就只有一节。
So what you do is you look at that verse and you read it over at least 5 times.
所以呢，你就是看那些经文，你就是every day,每天最少读5遍。
Yes, as you read that, after you read it, you think about it.You meditate on what it says.
你读完了之后呢，你就想一想，想想他说的是什么，去默想。
And then after that, you begin to take it apart. And the parts, phrase after phrase, you begin to try to learn that. And I believe after a week, and it won't take long every day, but after a week, I believe you will know it.
然后呢，就是你看读了之后呢，你再把它就是每个词呢这样子去理解它。你如果这样的话，我相信这一个星期之后呢，那对你就不是难事儿了，就很容易理解。
And some of you are young enough, and some of you are bright enough, and diligent enough. You'll probably learn more than one verse, in 1 week.
然后我们其中有很多很大家也很聪明、很年轻，我想你们可能都不止一个星期学一节。
But just think, in every situation, there's a verse that will come up from your heart that you can stand on, and you can fight the enemy. You can fight the delusions that's going around, and all of these things that would try to make us stumble.
就是当你想想在各种的情况之下，你的心里面会涌出来一些经节，你可以站立在上面，你可以用这个来击退敌人。你可以把那种各种的假象啊，或者那种虚假的东西给击退。
Ladies, I went through something these last 2 years that I have never ever been through.
那过去的2年是我一生都从来没有经历过的。
And I learned that you're going to have to depend on God.
我学习到你必须要依靠神。
And I learned something about this modern age we live in. When we ask God, we expect him to do it when we want it.
然后我意识到在我们现在的时代，当我们向神求什么事情的时候，我们就希望神马上就做。
And a lot of times we'll say, well, God didn't hear me. God didn't do the work. And he said to ask, but God didn't do it.
然后我们常常会说，哦，你就会感觉到说，神说你求，但是你们会说，这个神没有做呀，神也没有听我呀。
See, this is a dangerous ground.
因为这是一个危险的时期。
We must recognize he is God.
我们要真的是知道他是神。
We are servants.
我们不过是仆人。
We're going to be sons and sons of God when we get to heaven. But now our main thing is we are serving him.
在天上我们是神的孩子，就是神的儿女们。但是在这里呢，我们在地上是要服侍他的。
There are many reasons that God may have that he doesn't answer your prayer when you think he should.
然后有很多原因，就是说神没有按照你觉得他应该答应我，但是他没答应你的祷告，有很多的原因。
And Satan can use that to make you feel even angry.
撒旦可以利用这个让你对神生气，对神不满。
And you become weak in your faith.
然后你的信心就开始软弱。
And then you're wide open to Satan.
你一旦信心软弱，那真的就是对撒旦敞开了，他就可以攻击你。
But as you keep his word in your heart, and you can use his word to build your faith, no, he may not answer now, but he's with me and he heard me, and in his time, if it's to be, it will be.
然后呢，但是你有神的话语藏在你的心里，你可以建立你的信心，你知道说神是跟我同在的，神也听到了我，在他的时候他会回应。
So I'm offering this. I'm asking you as a people that I love very much, let us prepare ourselves for the end time.
就是我很爱大家，所以我就给大家作为我对你们很爱的一群人，我把这个经文给你们，让你们说我们预备好这个末后的时代，最后的日子。
You say, well, maybe it won't be the end time, but listen, what you have done is going to build you up in your faith. It's going to build you up in your recognition of who you are with God. It's going to take you through the sorrowful times and through the hard times, because God's word will be in your heart.And you will understand far more of what is happening.
然后呢，你说哦，那有可能这个不是这个最后的末后的时代呀。但是你把神的话藏在心里，你可以面对这种难过的时期，或者你不了解的时期，或者是各种各样艰难的时期。
I'm old now, and I have to tell you the truth. I'm very forgetful.And I recognize I'm going to have to work very hard on these if I can really get them into this old head. But I wish very much that I had done this when I was younger.
妈咪说我现在年纪大了，我得向你们承认真的是很容易忘事，所以呢我就要非常的努力去把这些经文给背下来。那我也真是很希望我年轻一些的时候把这些都背下来。
So I'm going to challenge you.
所以我就挑战大家。
And we're going to together try to do this, that we as women can be strong in the Lord, in his word, and we can be strong when the enemy comes to try to bring deception to us or to try to lie to us.
所以呢，当我们就是作为我们大家一起作为姐妹，作为弟兄，我们就在主里坚固，然后呢当这个敌人来攻击我们的时候呢，我们有神的话语，我们可以抵挡。
Let me just pray a moment.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, as we come before thy throne in the name of Jesus.
父啊，当我们奉主耶稣的名来到你的宝座前的时候，
We recognize that we're not going to get to heaven on a bed of ease.
我们不是说就这么好像天色长蓝的顺顺利利的安安逸逸的到天堂。
We're not going to make it in a rocking chair.
我们也不是坐着摇椅就摇到天堂去了。
But we're going to have to fight the good fight of faith.
我们必须要打那美好的仗。
We're going to have to lay hold on these things.
我们要必须紧紧地持守这些事情。
And as time passes, Lord, we may need these as a life preserver to us.
当这个过 也可能在未来的日子，这些就是我们的救生圈。
So I'm asking, Father, that through the Holy Spirit, you will put this into the hearts of our ladies, a longing and a desire to do it.
主啊，求你真的借着圣灵在我们的众人心里边放下这种渴慕。
For I know they will be richly blessed.
因为我知道每个人因为这样做会被大大的祝福。
And highly favored.
然后是真是蒙福。
By you and your son.
因为你和你的儿子。
In Jesus' name.
我们真的是被你和主耶稣基督大大的祝福。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
I want to thank you for being so much a patient as all these from China came to wish me a birthday greeting.
我非常感谢就是我们在美国这边教会的人对我很有耐心，因为这些从国内来的让他们先讲。
I love you, ladies.
我很爱你们。
We are sisters in Christ.
我们在主里，我们是一家人。
And someday, if we're faithful, we'll be together forever and ever.
如果我们忠心，有一天我们会永远的在一起。
So, hopefully that God will just help us to fight this fight and win.
神帮助我们，让我们打个美好的仗，并且得胜。
Thank you, thank you very much.
谢谢大家。